You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And now, here's Drew and his trusty sidekick, Woodrow, but don't have a paddle.
Phrase is a good time for me to come in. Folks, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and it's time for Live on The Drew Marshall Show, aptly named, devoted solely to the art of music, because look, the bottom line is that in my life, music has spoken to my soul a heck of a lot more than words sometimes, especially preachers. I can't listen that long, but I can listen to music forever. Angela Saney is here in studio, and she has this little EP called Leap, which we're going to talk about, showcasing well-crafted songs about self-renewal, empowerment, love, life. Angela delves into humanistic and honest themes, laden with catchy hooks and memorable melodies. Her first effort, Cake and Calluses, which is just brilliant. I love that. Last year, garnered a Toronto Independent Music Award nomination, as well as a Best Female Artist nomination in the International Acoustic Music Awards. Whip up Feist, sprinkle in some Sheryl Crow, and put in a little Tom Jones. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. Top the whole thing with a sour cherry candy. The result is angelic vocals with just a little stomp. Yeehaw. There's so many great things to chat about this girl, but I think it's better if we just listen to her. Well, this is sort of a last-minute thrill for us. We were supposed to have Amber McLean in studio, but Amber McLean is stuck in a train. Do I know how to write songs or what?
You're a poet and you probably know it.
Or a rapper, maybe? Yeah. Maybe not so much. A friend of mine who works at a funeral home just told me last night that there was a big service and this guy did a rap eulogy at a funeral.
Wow. Cool.
Really?
Well, I'd have to hear the rap, but it's an interesting idea.
The potential. Really? Anyway, Angela, so glad to have you here. Your touring time is at a bit of a break. You're kind of chillaxing right now, are we?
I wouldn't say that exactly. Speaking of Amber McLean, I tour on Via Rail a lot as well, and I can totally understand.
The train thing?
Yeah, I've gone across 5 times, actually, and they do get delayed from time to time. So when I found out, I was kind of like, oh, bummer, because it does happen. But Via is awesome. They have a great program. So I just came back from one of those about 29 days ago, not that I'm keeping track. And I'm going to be going back to Europe soon. So 28 days from now, I will be on a plane headed to Amsterdam. So
very
excited.
Cool. No, that's nice.
In the eye of the storm, I suppose.
When was the last time you were on a nudist beach?
I accidentally came across
She used air quotes when she said accidentally. Just want to let everyone know.
Totally not true. I was just in Vancouver, and there's a place called Wreck Beach.
Mm-hmm. Aptly named.
Yes. It's clothing optional. That was quotes. Clothing optional. And I did find it by accident and found out later where I was. I didn't take any pictures because there's actually signs saying no photos. Anyway, so it's true. I have been on one. I was fully clothed. I took a few pictures of the lake or the ocean and then left.
No selfies?
No selfies. Okay. Yeah.
Just checking.
It's a good question. I actually had an answer for that one. Proud.
Listen, I think that's the reason it was hard to get pictures of the killer whales. That's why they were going so fast, because they were swimming by the nudist beach and they just didn't want to surface.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed you didn't have pictures of those killer whales.
I have pictures of killer whales when I was going on my way to Victoria, but different story altogether. Mm-hmm. Everyone's clothes stayed on for that trip. So. It's good.
What is the most, if you were to have a Lava Life profile, or a Christian Mingle profile, or a J-Date profile, what would be the hook? What would be the one thing? If I was flipping through profiles, and I would just go, whoa, I want to meet this person. What's the one thing that would make me stop on your profile? Sounds like a Tiny Talentine question.
Interesting. I've never seen a profile, to be honest with you. So I would guess maybe my guitar.
Really? That's the most interesting thing about you is your guitar?
Oh, okay. You're asking what my most interesting thing would be.
Yep.
Well, we could talk about my last name. I'm half Indian, as an East Indian. Saini is a Punjabi last name. So that's sort of interesting. That's interesting. That qualifies.
That qualifies. I like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Tim, who did we have here last week again?
A fully Indian one.
Yes. But what is
with
that type
Pakistani
of
husband.
What's that type of singing called again?
Indian.
He's such an idiot.
Do you mean like Bhangra music?
Yes.
No, but it wasn't Bhangra. It's classical Indian singing.
Ooh, beautiful. Yeah, that wouldn't be Bhangra. Bhangra is usually with the
quarter,
beats.
The quarter something. Tones and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know the name of that. Maybe
it's
traditional Indian.
It's just classical Indian singing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's like Beethoven versus Beatles.
So Tim doesn't have a microphone.
But you asked me a question.
Such a gong show in here, it really is. Are you in love?
I am.
Why?
That's a hard question. That's the beauty of love. There's no like real answer. It's just like pure joy.
Do you write out of love or darkness? I'm sorry, that's an awesome question.
That is an awesome question. It depends. Generally, I try to come to life from a place of love in general. But sometimes my best songs come out of sadness. So it has to be a mix of both. That's kind of the beauty of being human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why are you deep?
Why am I deep? Because I believe in the beauty of being human, being light and dark a little bit. I try to stick in the light, though. I'm kind of a living on the bright side kind of person.
So you're not Leonard Cohen-y?
Not usually, but I have my moments.
We were just talking earlier about Leonard Cohen and how I can't stand his singing.
Okay, fair enough.
But what we all love is songwriting. But you have both. You write great songs, and you have a killer voice.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that.
You're welcome. What's your biggest moment where you're on stage and you're giddy?
When you can hear a pin drop when I'm playing. That really gets me going, when people are really paying attention.
So an empty room.
No. Oh, that is what that could have meant. I really like when I have pure connection with people, when like I have everyone's attention and what I do is really lyric based, it's important.
Have you played Hugh's Room?
Not yet.
We need to get you in there.
I would love to play there. Yeah.
That really is one of the best listening venues in the city, I think.
Cameron House is a good one too. I just played there last night, and I'm a big fan of that venue.
You did just play there, sorry.
Right.
Well, listen, let's get you playing something. That's why we're here. We're not yammering on for 45 minutes. We're getting you to play some of your killer tunage. What are we dropping first?
I'm going to play a song off my new record, Leap. It's a song called U-Turn, and it's a song all about change, which I've had a lot of in my own life, and it's kind of a song about how whether you're 8 or you're 80, it's never too late to make a change, especially if you don't like the direction you're going in.
Angela, I hope this first song is just as great as I'm expecting it to be.
No pressure at all. I hope so, too. All right, here goes. U-Turn.
You can see your history in the rearview mirror, reflecting back so crystal clear. The things you've done and the things you wished you did. You're driving like the past. passenger. Scenery is all a blur. Brings you back to when you were a kid. Shelf. Your good intentions only let you down. Fast forward to the present day. You look for someone else to blame. You want to get off this road, but don't know how. The world keeps turning, babe. Whatever you decide, you can run. Don't get down, spin yourself around. When the road is open, you get to where you're going. You can run away, change your mind. It's okay, cross that line. Don't get down, spin yourself around. When the road is open, you get to where you're going. Don't get stuck, baby, pick it up.
Well done. Fantastic. What a beautiful, beautiful voice you have.
Thank
Man,
you.
When did you know you were amazing?
I've been confident in singing since I was about 15.
That's what I meant. Right.
Yeah.
Since 15.
I started playing pretty young, actually.
So prior to 15, you sucked? I mean, what? You just were insecure? Did you grow up in a music?
I think I had confidence
issues. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get that. The most amazing people have confidence issues. Maybe that's where that comes from. They work on it so much because, and then eventually, you know, we all think they're so confident. So
yeah,
confidence
a lot of
comes out of insecurity.
It's funny. Yeah, that's true. Like that song, the first song you played, Something Like I'm Beautiful, is a song about feeling very vulnerable as a woman, particularly. And I think that part of being human is like talking about the beauty of that is we all have feelings of insecurity in some way or another, some more amplified than others. But I think that people think that I'm very outgoing and extroverted. In a lot of ways, I am. I'm a performer, but there's a part of me that's still very vulnerable and self-conscious. And I was very much that person when I was younger. Like I was, my parents didn't even ever hear me sing until I started taking lessons.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't.
Was there someone else in the family, a sibling that overshadowed that kind of had the spotlight, and so you kind of were content to sit in the shade?
Actually, no. I have an older brother, and he's like, we're like night and day. It's amazing. Everyone used to joke that I must be adopted because I was always the, you know, not the shining star. And I've always been really like a happy child.
Okay.
My mom always talks about how
and your brother's depressed.
No, but he's he's a very straight shooter. He's an accountant. He used to play sports.
That's all you had to say. Was accountant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very different.
Okay.
Yeah. I love my brother, but we're very different. Like we, yeah. He has like 5-year financial plans and stuff. And I'm like, I don't.
You know, Can't even spell financial plans.
Not really.
That's me.
Yeah.
first music you ever bought and just dwelled on and focused on and got silly about.
Yeah, I listened to R&B a lot when I grew up, and that's actually my brother's influence right there because he's older than me, and he listened to a lot of like rap and R&B, and that's actually how I started singing, like listening to Aaliyah and Mariah Carey and Brandy. That's totally showing my age there, but. The first music that really fired me up was actually Ani DiFranco.
Huh.
And I still go back to her. We were listening to her in the car, actually, on the way here. She's just the full-on expression of female empowerment and confidence and just laying it out. And that's, as an artist and someone when I was younger, again, I did start writing pretty young, but she was the ultimate idol to me, and I think... The year I started learning guitar, I taught myself to play guitar, was the year I started listening to Ani DiFranco. She just, like, changed my mind, I think. So that's a good answer.
Speaking of the whole laid out there thing, I watched Alanis Morissette being interviewed by Oprah.
Wow, cool.
It was like Super Soul Sunday or something. I accidentally turned the channel and it was there. and I was really impressed with that chick. I mean, that lady. I mean, with Alanis. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Appropriately. That girl lays it out, man. I mean, her whole life has been about that, right? So does she, do you dig her? Or not
yeah,
really?
Yeah. When Jagged Little Pill came out, it's funny because I remembered Alanis when she was Alanis. Like, I was young, but she used to be on, like, YTV and all that stuff, and I remembered who she was, and I remember seeing You Oughta Know for the first time, and I was like, what? That's Alanis? And now she's Alanis Morissette. But that record really did influence me as well. That was right before I started playing music really seriously, but the way she lays it out, same thing, really strong female, great idol for kids in many ways. Mm. Not every way, but in most ways. She lays it out.
She
I
does.
Love it.
She
yeah.
does. The Brandy, I have one Brandy story.
Okay.
But when it comes to the person, many drinking stories, but when it comes to the person, Brandy, I took my daughter to see for her 13th birthday, I think it was 13th or 16th, I can't remember, Tyra Banks.
Cool.
No, not for me.
Does she, like, she sings?
No, what? Who? Tyra Banks? No, she had a television show, right?
Oh, the show.
Yeah,
okay,
so I went to see the Tyra Banks show. No, that's okay.
Cool, okay.
So, no, it wasn't cool. I was the only guy there in the thing. And because we sort of got in through a friend of mine who works in the industry, front row, dead center, big, tall, goofy-looking, bald guy. Two things happened during that little time period. One is my daughter was able to see that Tyra Banks had cellulite, and that was very, very, very helpful. That was a teachable moment for my daughter just to see the normalcy of everything there because of where we were sitting. And then Brandy was the guest singer that day.
Cool.
And she came out, and they had to do two takes for her to drop the song down, and something went wrong with the filming or the audio or something. So in between, she was talking to us, the normal people. And she seems like a very beautiful human being who's made some dumb, dumb choices. So I want to segue this into dumb choices. Is that another reservoir of creativity for you at all?
It can be.
Have you written a dumb choice song?
Not really. I need to...
You need to write a dumb
need
choice
song? I
need
to do some more dumb things, I think, or document them better.
Because
I think I'm the kind of person that would be like, that wasn't so bad, and find some way to make it
justify
not...
Justify it, rationalize.
Well, this will be online next week.
Yeah. This is your dumb moment right here. A dumb choice thing coming on this show. No, I just, I'm trying to peel away layers for you, because the way you write... You lay it out there. So you peel your own layers back selectively in the songwriting process, and you choose what to put out there and what to hold back.
Mm-hmm.
Is that subconscious, or do you know what you're choosing to let out there and what you're choosing to hold back?
I actually let out more than I think I do.
Interesting.
Well, my friends tell me this later.
Right.
Like I have a song from my first record, Cake and Calluses, where I didn't realize it at the time, but it was a total like relationship. This is where my relationship is at right now, like a literal snapshot. And I didn't know that I was doing that until one of my good friends who played bass in my band at the time was like, whoa. So, like, you know, she kind of just called me on it. And then I went back and looked and was like, whoa, yeah, that's totally like... Sometimes you subconsciously just funnel your life into your songs. And I think that's a good thing. It makes it more relatable. But yeah. I sometimes consciously try to write so people will kind of can relate in another way. Like, oh, I've been through that, or I know what that's about, and that's the way that I've been writing lately.
I think because of who you are and how you do things, you're a natural at tearing down the fourth wall.
Thanks.
I haven't been to one of your gigs, so maybe you suck at it, but I would imagine that the people leave going, I know you. I know that girl.
I think that's part of the fun for me as well, because that, like, I get a lot out of performing too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's also, you know, I care a lot about the audience, but for me it literally is a way of expressing myself. And so doing that through song and then performing that song, I mean, that's like double the fun right there. And it's not always joyous. I mean, I have a couple really sad songs, it's like acting in some ways. Like, when I perform, I really try to put myself in that headspace of what I meant when I wrote that or co-wrote it or whatever. And that's really important to me. So it can be kind of taxing as a performer too, just like acting, where it's like exhausting.
Sure.
You go through this roller coaster of emotions, but that's the fun of it.
Can you do a song, please?
Yes, I can.
Set it up.
All right. So this song is a newer tune, and it's all about change, actually, again, a little bit of my story. I'm originally from Calgary, Alberta, and I played in a rock band for a long time. A little bit about me. It just kind of rolls into the story. And I toured across Canada a bunch, and that's how I ended up in Toronto. And so that's where I live now. And that was a lot of change and scariness for me to pick up and leave my entire family in Alberta. And about 3 years ago, I went solo. And that was even more terrifying and scary. So the moral of that story is that the only constant in life is change. And so I write a lot about change because I've gone through it myself. And I think people can relate to that as well. So this song is all about change and how it's part of being human, and it's beautiful and it never ends. So it's called Here I Go Again.
Angela Saini on The Drew Marshall Show.
I'm ready to fail.
I go again.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Fantastic.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Angela Saini on the Drew Marshall Show in the studio. Live. Her website is angelasaini.com. If you can figure out how to spell Saini, you win the Lucky Door Prize. S-A-I-N-I. S-A-I-N-I.com. And we want to tell you a little bit about something called Songbirds. It's a new monthly music series featuring songwriters and musicians from Ontario and beyond. From Ontario and beyond. This started up, I think, in April. It's curated and hosted by Sarah Beatty, and this song series has quickly earned a reputation for being a top-shelf presentation of performances by established and emerging female artists. Thursday, October 16th, features someone named Amber McLean. Anyone know Amber McLean?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Okay, she's good. Amber McLean, Angela Saini, I think we've heard of her, and Amy Campbell. Hosted at the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville, Ontario, which apparently has an aroma cafe. This show is for anyone and everyone keen to celebrate and support women in music and make some new friends in one of Southern Ontario's most welcoming and intimate venues. The show starts at 8:30 p.m., and it's followed by an open mic ladies first. Wow. Cover is $6. By the way, what's PWYC? Should I know what that means?
Pay what you can.
Really? I'd like the hippies are back.
It's kind of a new thing. PWYC is kind of a new thing.
Yeah.
Acronym.
I thought it was an Aretha Franklin song or something.
LOL.
Sorry.
LOL.
So, I want to know about your boyfriend.
What about him?
Have you ever gone out, like, what's the biggest heart? Let's just get down to it for a second, all right? Heartbreak.
Yes.
It might not have anything to do with this boyfriend, but just heartbreak, period. Has it ever happened to you?
You feel like you're going to die. Yeah, I've gone through that.
Really?
You feel like you're going to die. I was pretty young, like, when that, the one I'm thinking of.
Yes.
It's like the breath gets just sucked right out of you. It's like there's no breath, there's no life in you. It's weird. I don't even know how to really describe it. It's like you just want to die. It sucks. I don't wish that on anyone.
So if this music thing doesn't work out for you, you know, you could be a shrink. Hey,
you
counselor?
Know, sometimes I do have certain friends that come to me for advice. I don't know if it's because I think I give good advice or they think I have good advice,
right.
But
maybe they just want to write a song. They want you to write a song about their life, their scenario.
They want me to immortalize
yeah.
them in song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's possible.
Like, we're never, ever, ever, ever getting back together kind of song.
Yeah. That's a great tune.
Really?
I think so.
Speaking,
I think it's clever.
Speaking of hooks, you are a fantastic hooker. No, that doesn't make sense.
Hookstress? I don't know.
Have you spent any time in Nashville?
I've been there once. I went there earlier this year. I'll be going back
in
soon.
The Canadian house?
No, I have a friend who lives down there, which is awesome.
Oh, so you don't have to use the Canadian house or whatever
yet.
It is.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what I'm talking about,
have,
right?
Yeah, it's great that they have one. They have one in L.A. as well, which I'm on the list for. It books up pretty quick. So, yeah, I love Nashville.
Who's your most favoritist ever songwriter ever? Or a few, top three, whatever.
I think Lonnie DeFranco's in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound weird, but Dave Grohl.
Okay.
It's not weird. It's just it's not really the genre I play in anymore.
Right, right, right.
I played in a rock band for a long time.
What about Paul Stanley?
I'm not familiar with most of Paul Stanley's songs.
Really? I want to rock and roll all night.
Did he write those himself? I know he was in Kiss.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he wrote them.
I thought maybe, yeah, that's what
I was made for loving you, baby.
Yeah, those are great songs.
Really?
Total pop hits. They were a good pop machine. They were geniuses, what Kiss did. They're still going. You know what I heard? I don't know if
what?
I should tell.
You heard something?
I heard a rumor.
Shh. Yes?
I don't know if I should say it on
no,
the
No, okay. Say it. Yeah.
I don't know if, like, someone told me that Gene Simmons isn't always Gene Simmons. Like, he actually has, like, a double that goes on the road when he doesn't feel like playing. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Oh, I don't know.
If they're wearing the makeup, you wouldn't really know.
Yeah. No, we should start that rumor, whether it's true or not.
Someone told me who was, like, in the music biz. I don't know if they were. It's true.
Yeah.
But now I'm...
Kennedy?
What?
Pardon me?
Do they know who killed Kennedy?
Just ignore him.
I should have asked that
He is
question.
Just a conspiracy
yeah.
junkie.
Yeah.
What about... Have you ever heard of Dan Hill?
Yeah.
Have you studied his lyrics? Because you're a lyricist.
Yeah, I know some of his stuff. I actually did a show. I didn't play with him, but I've met him a couple times. Great writer.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but great writer.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes that happens. The honesty is too much.
It is.
Yeah.
Can you do another song?
Yeah. So I mentioned before, I'm kind of a living on the bright side kind of girl. And this song I wrote in the winter, this winter, which really, really sucked. You guys were there.
The song or the winter?
The winter.
Oh.
My tour van died. It was just, we had an ice storm. I mean, you guys were there.
Yeah. No.
It was bad. So anyway, in the depths of my despair, I wrote this song. And it's all about my mantra, which is generally trying to live on the bright side. So this song is all about that.
Angela Saini on The Drew Marshall Show.
Living on
are so stinking good.
Thank you.
Man, no, like I'm... Okay, so I'm gifted at finding faults in people.
That's a great talent. Yep.
And you have the performance element, you have the resonance in your voice, you have the sweet without being schmaltzy, you have the deep without being depressing. You handle that axe brilliantly.
Thank you.
Man, I'm trying to find something that sucks about you, and it's just really, really hard.
Let me know. Keep me posted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you were singing that last song, I don't know if you've ever heard Ben Taylor and his music. It's James Taylor's son. So
oh,
James and
mm-hmm.
Carly Simon had this kid. His name is Ben Taylor. And you and he have the same inflections in your voice, the same vocal control.
Cool.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Pick up a little stuff of his and you might hear things of yourself.
Yeah, right on. Awesome.
Do you like the comparison thing? Oh, you sound so much like ABBA or whatever.
I have a bit of a story about that. I mean, I played in a rock band for like almost a decade. And when I first, again, showing it's dating me slightly, but when I played in a rock band in Calgary, there were not many female-fronted rock bands.
No.
There are a lot more now.
It was like Joan Jett and that's it.
Yeah, or like we would get the...
Wait, that's older, isn't it? Sorry.
Well, it would still apply, okay. But like I would, people would, oh, you sound like Alanis Morissette. Oh, you sound like Gwen Stefani. Oh, you sound like Veruca Salt, or like there's like four or five female like in the rock genre singers, so I would get the same thing all the time. And people mean well, you know, they mean to compliment you, so that doesn't bother me. It's just funny because literally people would just like pick out whatever like rock band was popular at the time. Oh, you sound like
a chick rock singer.
Yeah,
is what they just
is really
need to
what
say.
They meant to say, but they didn't mean it in that way. And I would, you know, you have to. They mean it in a nice way, so it's like, oh, thanks.
What does it? This is just. Yeah, it's not a great question the way it's worded, but let's just get through that part. What does it mean to be Canadian chick singer? See, that just didn't work well. Is it an uphill thing being a female singer? Is it an uphill thing being a Canadian female singer? Is it an uphill thing being a Canadian female... Do we say folk? No, you're kind of... You bust through a few genres. So what are you?
I define myself as like folk pop.
Okay. So fop.
A little bit of fop. Yeah. Okay. It's hard to... maneuver. I mean, I play like as a solo artist. I tour solo, but I also can play with like a 5 or 6 piece band. So I'm very versatile, and that sometimes can change your genre in some ways. But
yeah, let's talk about how hard it was to pin Eva Cassidy into a genre.
Yeah,
right?
It's hard to also pin yourself into a genre when you're in it. I mean, artists hate having to do that, but I've kind of formulated folk pop. I think that's
all right. So is it an uphill battle being a female, being Canadian, being fop?
Well, how far do we want to go in this question? I mean, it's hard to... Females face uphill battles in lots of ways, regardless of music, but
right.
That's another...
But specifically in this industry, is it...
It can be. It depends on the genre, too.
Are we past that? Like, we're so past Joni Mitchell that it doesn't matter anymore.
It depends on what you do, because I've... Like, a lot of female friends who play instruments, and they're not the singers. They're a drummer or bass player, and I still hear those comments like, wow, you're a great drummer for a girl.
For a girl.
Like, that is the most... And so, I mean, I don't want to go too far into my, you know, because I could go on about this, but
right.
It's sort of a, like, when, like, why is the standard a man?
Yeah.
That's really what the question is. That's what it boils down to, is that women are always being compared to men. And that is... That's our entire society. That has nothing to do with one industry. But as a female singer-songwriter Canadian, I actually find that being a bonus. Like, look at all of our exports. Like, I was reading an article. Like, I mean, our biggest exports for Canadian music are, and the best-selling, biggest-grossing artists are all, like, female women, like, solo singles. Singer-songwriters.
Wait, female women solo singles.
You know what I mean?
Am I getting?
Okay. Like, you know, like you look at Shania Twain, Alanis Morissette, Celine Dion, like some of our best exports are all females.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I'm like, sign me up. That's great. Because so that makes me feel like, you know, women do sell a lot of records in some ways. Depending on the genre, though. Go to Nashville and be a girl with an acoustic guitar. It's like, well, I'm like one in like 5,000 playing that night. So it's... You know, it's always a dicey thing in the music business anyway. Mm. I think being female can work for you and being against you. But when I started playing music, people would ask me that question a lot about the whole female, especially being in a rock band thing. And my answer was always like, one of my goals in life as a musician is so that one day that doesn't have to be a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You
like
go,
that's,
girl.
It's always been like, what, you know, that question is just sort of like, would you ask a guy that? Would you ask a guy, like, what's it like being, like, you know, a male guitar player? It's like, that's sort of a silly question. So it's one of those, like, you know, gender things are sort of a little bit dicey with me. I'm kind of like, you know, why do we...
So what I just heard you say was, Drew, that was a really stupid question.
No, that's not what I meant.
No,
that's not what I meant.
Heard.
It is a fair question, especially in the, you know, the way that the industry is.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. But one day, people, you know, we.
I like that you see it, but you don't. It's not a blockade for you. So you see it, but it's not something that you have allowed to trip you up.
No,
at
and
all
it's not
whatsoever,
something to be,
or ever will be.
And it's not something to get angry about either, because there's a lot of people that take it so far that it becomes a cumbersome thing, where they're just, you know, it's like fists to the world, and I don't see that beneficial for anybody either. It's like succeed by example, you know, and or let that be the way that women don't have to worry about being women all the time. That's a good way to say it.
Well done. Yeah. Angela Saini is the website, angelasaini.com, and it's S-A-I-N-I, angelasaini.com. And that is who you've been listening to, the sweet mellifluous tones of Angela Saini. Songbirds is a new monthly music series featuring songwriters and musicians from Ontario and beyond, and started back in April, curated and hosted by Sarah Beatty. This song series has quickly earned a reputation for being a top-shelf presentation, performances by established and emerging female artists. So Thursday, October 16th, that's coming up, Amber McLean, Angela Saini, and Amy Campbell. And this will be at the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville, Ontario. And this show is for anyone and everyone keen to celebrate and support women in music. Although, now I feel bad about saying women in music.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
I love women. And Sarah Beatty's amazing. If you haven't seen her, she's good. I'm a big fan of hers.
Okay.
And Amber McLean, obviously.
Obviously. Hello.
She's amazing.
And make some new friends at one of Southern Ontario's most welcoming and intimate venues. Show starts at 8:30 p.m., folks, and we'll have an open mic afterwards for, like, spoken word beatnik stuff.
I've been there a few times. I love the Moonshine Cafe. It's a great venue.
What's
to play.
The open mic thing? What are they? It's like this karaoke thing or something?
No,
or?
it's pretty much all songwriters who play their originals. I haven't seen any poetry yet.
$6 or PWYC, which, by the way, if you're just dumb and you don't know what that means, pay what you can. What was the other thing I learned the other day? Oh, yeah, YOLO. I'm so old.
I didn't know YOLO
either. You didn't
either? I was like, what does YOLO mean?
Right there.
Like,
right there. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
that just
I'm
made
with
me
you.
Feel so much better.
It was like a chocolatey yogurt.
Yeah, I thought it was that too.
I'll have a YOLO.
Live a double YOLO.
I teach the real one in my class. It's carpe diem. That's how you say it.
Next week on our show in this particular time slot, live on TDMS, it's Mr. Ken Whiteley back for his 17th time or something on our show. Of course, he's starting up his gospel matinee cafe brunch. I don't know what it's called now, but it's a very cool. You know what? If you don't do church, but you like the gospel tunes and the old stuff and, you know, Blind Boys of Alabama and just soul stuff, you know, just rootsy, earthy soul stuff. You need to giddy up to this place. It's down at Hughes Room. It's the last Sunday of this month. Angela, darling, take us out with something just, like, melt me. Just melt me, please.
Okay. We'll have to sweep you up later, but that's cool. I can try that.
Okay.
Well, this is actually a song about a woman who changes her life in one day. It's roughly based on someone I met on the train back to the Via Rail. So all about empowerment and change, and it's called Little Black Dress.
Angela Saini again on The Drew Marshall Show.
like every other lunchtime. It's got to end soon. Boss been on her since Monday, hoping that one day this job will be through. It's a long way out of this valley. It's a long road out of here. But when you stopped crying in the mirror, put on your little itty bitty black dress, 'cause it makes you feel like you are the best. She's marching out of this place forever. Put on your little itty bitty black dress, 'cause it makes you feel like you are the best. Put on that little itty black dress, 'cause there's so much more that you never wore. There's so much that you never wore. Yeah, you're gonna be so much more. Yeah, you're gonna be so much more.
You're killing me. Well done. Absolutely. What a privilege to have you. You got a new fan, and hopefully you have a lot more than one new fan or a room full of fans. Folks, Angela Saini on the Drew Marshall Show. Just so good to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, that is the end of the show. Thank you for tuning in. And we go out with a little Martin Joseph in the background. I think he's coming this way again, doing another Hughes Room. Boy, it seems like it's a Hughes Room day here. If you missed any of today's show, you can go to our website by the end of the week. We'll have everything there for your listening pleasure. And Marcella, if you're listening, we love you. And, gee, I wish I could think of something real smug and cute and quiche to say, but you know I love you. Just get out of that bed, will you?
But you always upset someone there, no matter how you try. Well, the good things they're forgotten if a bad thing comes around. Now all these stones are flying, they're gonna knock me to the ground. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bomb. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. I take a stand on justice, I take a stand on race. I'm gonna take me a TV evangelist and punch him in the face. I sing about the hope that's in me and ask why the poor aren't fed. But if I don't toe the party line, it'd be better if I were dead. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years.